You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, we love going to the theatre, and a musical that's really, really popular is Hamilton the Musical, the story of one of the American founding fathers. It's an electrifying musical with a mix of styles from rapping to soul to R&B, some jazz, and it obviously has a set show in London, but it also tours across the UK. And joining us to chat about her recent outing to see this show is Lucy Franks. It is lovely chatting with you, Lucy.
Hi, thank you for having me on again.
Well, Lucy, before we kind of go into it, can you tell us how much vision you have? Because you still have a little bit of residual vision.
Yes, so I have retinitis pigmentosa. I have the sort of more common form of that, which means I have tunnel vision. I do now only have a very small tunnel of vision, but that is still quite clear.
And you are a massive fan of the musical we're talking today. We're talking about Hamilton, the big, originally Broadway production from Lin-Manuel Miranda. And it's a very fast-paced musical. And you've seen it a few times now?
So I've been a fan of it for some time. My children got me into the songs, and I did watch it a couple of times when it appeared on Disney as well. But I hadn't been to see the live show until this year. And then this year I've been to see it twice. I basically used my children's birthdays as an excuse to go and see it.
That's brilliant. And I know you specifically chose to see it without audio description. Why was that?
Yes, I do find it difficult with musicals. Most films, I really love AD. I really encourage people to try it and to use it in the cinema, and to, if you haven't been to see a film in the cinema because you can't see, you know, to encourage them to give it a go. I think it's brilliant. But it's a bit more different with musicals, because for me, it is very much the songs. I'm into music generally. So the problem with audio description is obviously it's interrupting the songs. I must admit, I've decided if I go again, I probably will give it a go to see what it's like. But for me personally, because it was a show, I knew I had a rough idea of what was going on and who I needed to look at. I decided I wanted to hear the songs more than worry about exactly what was happening on stage. I was also very lucky that where I sat was very good and I did have a really good view. I sat right at the back, which is better for me personally because I have tunnel vision. The further back I am, the more I can see. Sitting at the front, I'd just be, you know, playing tennis and get neck ache probably.
And you're very familiar with the show as well. You know what's happening on stage and you can probably remember a lot of the action that kind of goes on. So you maybe don't necessarily need all those additional verbal cues that AD provides for someone who's maybe never seen the show.
Yeah, I think that would be different. I mean, I think ideally perhaps you'd go and see it once with and once without would be the ideal, so that you get the best of both worlds. So for example, there's one bit where the king sits in a corner and starts doing a funny jig, and I had an idea of when that was happening, so I instead of looking at what was happening centrally on the stage, I did have my eye on the king, because I thought any minute now he's going to do the funny jig, and if I'm not looking at him now, by the time people have laughed and I've found him, I'm going to miss it. If I didn't know the show, I wouldn't have had a clue that was happening. I'd have been looking at the main character, wondering why everyone else was howling with laughter, thinking, what's going on? What am I missing? So I do think it has a place. But as you say, because I knew the story well, I have enough memory to make sure I'm pointing in the right direction to see the little bit of the stage that I want to see.
And I would love to hear, because you go to the theatre a lot, and how was it going to see it this time around? I know you went with Mabel. What was the experience from like the point of accessibility? Sorry, and I should clarify, Mabel is your guide dog.
Yes. Yeah, not my child. So both times I went with one of my children, it's a really, really good one to go and see because it's 5 minutes from Victoria Station. So that in itself makes it good. Also, there's a park nearby that's only 5 minutes away. If you've got a guide dog, there's somewhere very close by. You can visit them. It's the best experience I've had from an accessibility point of view. The ticket prices are very good if you've got the Nimbus Access card or anything like that. When I phoned and talked to them about my needs, they were very good. They were very informative. I chose to have Mabel looked after there, but she could have stayed with me. They actually gave us a box at the back of the theatre because I had my guide dog. So there's four seats in a box. There was only two of us so that there was room for Mabel if I wanted her to stay with me. But she had a whale of a time, as she always does, with the other people. And when I turned up the second time, which was about 3 months later, the lady brought her back. She said, oh, some people remembered her and they were really happy to see her again. One downside, I think, is probably the length of the show. It's 2 hours 45 minutes with a 10 minutes break, and that's why I decided not to keep Mabel with me, because that's a very long time for her to just sit there. But the accessible toilet was very near where we were. If you have a box, you have a butler, so if you need anything for you, they will get that for you. I think you'd probably get that service anyway if you had an accessibility need, regardless of where you sat. I'm sure they would be very good. But I just found the whole experience really, really good.
So which theatre is Hamilton on in London? Which theatre did you go to?
It's currently on in the Victoria Palace Theatre, but it does also tour as well. When they tour, they don't tend to come in the southeast because it's already in London. So, you know, if getting to London isn't ideal, they do tours of it as well. What the accessibility would be like, I would think, would depend a little bit on each theatre it's in. You may get a slightly different experience to the one I had.
Yeah, and I think if you are thinking of maybe trying out AD and seeing for yourself, usually the touring shows will have a couple or one AD showing. And they often also offer touch tours before, which is probably quite a nice thing to try out. Have you ever done a touch tour before a show, Lucy?
No, I haven't made it yet. That is something I always look out for. And I must admit, I'd love to do that for Hamilton. That would be great.
Well, Lucy, I think just a final question. I know there's many, many songs in Hamilton, but if you had to choose one or two of your favourites.
Oh, my days, that's so hard. I love the King's songs. If I was going to play the part in a, I don't know, local production or something, I'd want to be the King. I just think that's an amazing part. I also love the first song, Alexander Hamilton. I just think that's a great introduction. It tells you the story in one song. So if you're wondering if you might like to go and see it or not, listen to that song and it kind of gives you an idea of what's going on.
And I feel like the really nice thing about Hamilton, or why it's really popular, it is quite a modern musical. There's a mix of styles. There's a lot of rapping. And what I love the most about it is that every lyric matters.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes with musicals, they sing every word, but it's just repeating the same thing over and over again and just singing it for the sake of it. With Hamilton, I don't think that's the case. You've got some old styles. There are some slow songs. There's very jazzy song in there. And there is some what I would call old style. But the main style of music and the main reason it's popular is that there is quite a lot of rap. But I mean, I love it all. If you don't normally like musicals, this may be the one for you. Definitely look into it.
Brilliant. Well, as always, Lucy Franks, thank you so much for coming onto RNIB Connect Radio and sharing what it was like going to the theatre.
Thank you for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.